Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike D'Attilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, when it rains, it pours. The Panthers all-pro defensive tackle Derek Brown suffered a potential season-ending meniscus tear in the loss to the Saints. He's going to undergo surgery. They'll find out more once he's under the knife. But, man,
He's out, though.
Derek Brown, a potential season-ending meniscus tear.
Well, I can tell you right now, they might be picking number one again. They might have the overall number
one.
Three
years in a row. Now, they didn't have it this year, but they would have. It could be 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still interested to see what's going to happen between them and the Giants. But you look at Derek Brown, and I said this in the pregame yesterday. All I know is the most tackles in the NFL by defensive linemen. Mike, he had 103 last season. I was all proud of Carl Granderson. He was fifth best in the league. He had 78. Well, Derrick Brown had 103. You know, we talk about Brian Brzee, passes defended. He had six. Derrick Brown had six. So I would say sell, if I'm a Carolina Panther without Derrick Brown. And Mike, he didn't do jack against us. If you look at Derek Brown and his production, nothing to write home about. This might have been one of his poorest games that I have to look at. I want to say, like, look at even Clowney. Oh, we all worried about Jadeveon Clowney. He had one total tackle, and it was an assist. So and then you look at Brown. Mike, I'm looking. He had, okay, I have it right here. He had three total tackles. One unassisted, and three. So I would say, because that's household names, Jadeveon Clowney and Derek Brown, they didn't do jack against the Saints offensive line, so we got to give the Saints offensive line credit.
No, that's the biggest surprise. No one could have predicted, after what you saw in the offseason, what you saw in the preseason, how well you controlled the trenches, offensive line-wise, defensive line. Bobby, they spent over $100 million in free agency pickups along the offensive line. The Saints beat them every which way but loose.
The reason why I'm telling you, we look at the ball and Derek Carr and everything. If we do this, we're going to win double digits right here. Now, obviously, being on the plus side, plus two in the turnover margin. But running the football and stopping the run. We averaged 5 yards a carry, 4.9. That's 5 yards. And we only gave up 2.9, 3 yards. That is winning football. Mike, if we do that, I'm telling you, Derek Carr will be a successful quarterback.
How many rushes?
He'll be a successful quarterback.
39?
Mike, they had 58 yards rushing on 20 attempts, but only averaged 2.9. Didn't they pay Miles Sanders a bunch of money? He had 22 yards rushing.
With the Saints, 39 carries, 180 yards.
37, 180 yards. And then Alvin Kamara, 5.5. Taysom Hill, 7 yards. Taysom Hill's like
winning football.
No, Taysom Hill's going to be 5.5 plus. Once we had that big lead at halftime, we got to put Taysom Hill on ice. We don't need to showcase him anymore. If we block for Alvin Kamara,
let
I said
Jamal
this.
Get in there.
Jamal Williams, I was proud of him. He had that nice touchdown run, a legit touchdown run, not no garbage of like when the game play. That was a nice run by Jamal Williams. I thought he was playing for the Lions. But how about the Lions last night in overtime?
The way they ended it.
Man, that is old school, snot bubble, smash mouth. Okay, they threw one pass on that last drive. Okay, stop us. And the Rams could not. Woo, you want to talk about a Dan Campbell-type football team? I mean, how can, nobody should hate the Lions. I guess if you're in the NFC North, if you're in Chicago or Minnesota or Green Bay, but nobody hates the Lions.
Think of the primetime games, which you had Thursday night.
Awesome.
Ravens-Chiefs. Then Friday night in Brazil.
Awesome.
Packers-Eagles. And then what you saw last night.
Awesome.
An overtime game.
And I'm not exaggerating. Those were unbelievable games. If you like football, even though you don't have a dog in the hunt, I want to watch that. You wanted to buy that. It was unbelievable. But look at Alvin Kamara. He had 110 total yards from scrimmage. And if you look at it, he averaged 5.5 yards a carry. Remember I tell you Alvin Kamara is a young 29? If they block for him, I'm telling you, Alvin Kamara is a stud. I always say this. Now, I'm going to bring this up. Because when you look at and I just talked about 110 total yards of scrimmage. If you look at the last seven seasons, now we all know he's behind that 49ers offensive line, Christian McCaffrey. The last seven seasons, Christian McCaffrey has 450 more yards than Alvin Kamara. Christian McCaffrey won. Now with the Ravens got to give Derrick Henry the ball more. It's tight. Derrick Henry was 2. Alvin Kamara is 3. Do you know Derrick Henry basically just had 300 more yards in the last seven seasons, total yards from scrimmage. Alvin Kamara is number 3, only behind Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey. So we got the right running back. I don't know if Mickey and all, how they want to reward and satisfy Alvin Kamara. I think he's due, or he should. I think what he's doing and what we're going to do this season.
He got no guarantees next year.
No.
It's 24 or $25 million.
We got to take care of Alvin Kamara. I think.
And they're not picking up that contract.
No, but we got to restructure that or something. I still think Alvin Kamara, how he takes care of himself, he's going to be a big part of what we're doing this year with Coach Kubiak because he's out Christian McCaffrey and that type of offense this season and then next season. Now, 26, 27, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm just going about this season, 24 and 25, that we got to count on Alvin Kamara. And I know Derek Carr is, without a doubt.
It makes life a lot easier when you can run the football.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.